With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 23rd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, we had two track and field teams compete on Friday over the weekend, so let's get you the rundown on their individual results on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We will start with the Hinton track and field team as they were in action across the border in Nebraska, competing at Wayne State College in an invite hosted by that institution. There were no team scores kept, so we could just focus on the individual side of that track meet, as the girls' side saw some good sprint results in the 60-meter dash. Addie Dunkel finished second for Hinton with a time of 8.19 seconds. Chloe Piggott, 8.3 seconds, and finished in third. Two of the three positions at the top held by Blackhawks. Rory Cook was fifth for Hinton in the 60-meter hurdles at 10.15 seconds. Addie Dunkel continued her great day on Friday, finishing second of the 200-meter dash at 27.11 seconds. Brindley Boovy continues the nice Boovy lineage of high jumpers at Hinton. She finished second with a jump of 5 feet even. Then in the shot put, Morgan Divis, fresh off her commitment to Dort University earlier last week, she won the Wayne State invite with a throw of 39 feet 6 inches. That claims the title. And then the Hinton girls 4x800-meter relay team of Stella Riediger, Izzy Hodson, Jenna Hofling, and Mesa Zellmer come home third with a time of 10:58.99. On the boys' side of that meet, some good showings in the short distance as well for Michael Robbins. A 200-meter dash second place finish, 23.34 seconds. Then in the long distance, Caleb Bauer, 3,200-meter run. He finished second with a time of 11:15.92. Now, while Morgan Divis had a great day in the shot put on the girls' side, Carson Divis kept it going on the boys' side. He won the shot put with a throw of 56 feet, 8.5 inches. Of course, he also committed Dort University to be a thrower for the defenders. But not only that, his 56 feet, 8.5 inch mark, that re-breaks his own school record from last year. Not a shabby way to start the track season for Divis, then re-breaking your own school record. He does that in the shot put Friday in Wayne, Nebraska. Then some relay results of the 4x400-meter relay. It was a second-place finish for Jackson Kunkel, Cole Friesen, Logan Coffey, and Micah Robbins, who finished in a time of 3:37.32. And then the 4x800-meter relay took home third. That was Colin Dunkel, Dawson Spies, Nick Vondrak, and Caleb Bauer, a time of 9:29.5. Also competing on Friday, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley girls and boys track team, they were heading to Storm Lake for a meet hosted by Buena Vista University. Some individual results, at least the highlights anyway. On the girls' side, Lexi Gilbert was a fourth place finisher in the 60-meter dash. She came in with a time of 8.44 seconds. Then when you added some hurdles in there, it was Jaden Dossel who came in fourth with a time of 10.28 seconds, a good showing for her there. Rachel Putzi, long distance run of 1,600 meters, finished in third with a time of 5:44.44. And then some field events. The high jump, Annika Zora finished in second place, 5 feet even. Could have some decent high jumpers in our listening area this spring. And then it was Lexi Gilbert with a fourth place finish in the long jump with a jump of 14 feet. 10 inches. On the boys' side of that meet, Carson Coulter took home an event victory for KPW-CRV. In the 60-meter dash, he came home in a time of 7.21 seconds to win the title in that event. And then Carson Coulter in the 200-meter dash finished fourth with a time of 23.95 seconds. We have links to those results and many more as well, many more outside of maybe a top five finish. You can find those pages on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. We'll pass along to you as well some NAIA national tournament scores from the weekend. On Saturday in women's college basketball, Dort University picked up a quarterfinal victory over the University of St. Francis from Fort Wayne, Indiana, an 83-62 win for the Defenders, who were able to get some contribution late in that game from Mackenzie Goodwin. She had two rebounds for the Kingsley Pearson alum. It was also a great day for Macy Severs, the star point guard for Dort, who set the NAIA all-time career assist record with a 20-point, 15-rebound, 14-assist performance. Pretty impressive showing. Dort University advancing to the national semifinal round. And we'll talk about that here in just a moment. And we'll do that on our sports schedule for today. As the high school track and field season continues in our listening area, the Remsen St. Mary's track and field team will be competing at an indoor meet in Sioux Center today. That is going to be hosted by Dort University. That is the first competition as well for the Hawks. We wish them the best of luck as their season opens up officially here today. Also today, down in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center, the Dort University women's basketball team competes in the semifinal round. They're trying to get into the national championship game for the fourth time in 5 years. They'll take on Dakota State University out of Madison, South Dakota. Dort beat the Trojans by 4 points in Sioux Falls on November 11th of this season. So we'll see if the Defenders are able to make it a two-win season against Dakota State in women's basketball. That's a 6 o'clock tip at the Tyson Event Center. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.